This is New England Public Radio News. Politics may be hugely divisive these days, but there have been times when divergent groups work together on common goals. A book by Smith College sociologist Nancy Whittier called Frenemies looks at the unlikely alliance of feminists and conservatives over such issues as pornography and sexual violence. Whittier tells New England Public Radio's Karen Brown that three decades ago, feminists and conservatives came together over domestic violence and other violence against women, but only after it was accepted as a criminal justice issue.
The 1980s, when I was in college, when Brett Kavanaugh was in college, that's sort of the period at which there was a big feminist outpouring of activism around what we called then date rape. You know, at the beginning of the 1980s, the broader culture didn't really define date rape as rape. But by the end of the 1980s, there was pretty broad agreement on that, not universal, but pretty broad.
How did these groups deal with being on the same side of an issue, but so opposed to each other in so many other issues? You know, did that help bring them closer to understanding each other more broadly?
No. Short answer, no, it really didn't. It's a huge dilemma for both sides because their reputations are on the line. If conservatives look like they are agreeing with feminists, that's a big problem for them. And similarly, if feminists look like they're agreeing with conservatives, that's a big problem. It's always been a big problem, but it's especially intense over the last decade with the political polarization.
So in the past 10 or 20 years, how have these alliances evolved? You know, there is a really growing political divide. So I wonder, you know, are these unlikely alliances an oasis in that divide, or are they another casualty of it?
It certainly appears that the alliance around sexual violence is in flux and maybe breaking down. And I would say that started in the 2012 election when, by unfortunate coincidence, the Violence Against Women Act was up for reauthorization during that election, and Republicans for the first time opposed it. It had always passed with nearly unanimous support before. And Trump's campaign and election has just intensified that. I think Republicans had believed that there was a political price to be paid for appearing to be insensitive to survivors of violence. And Trump's election kind of disproved that. And I think the Kavanaugh hearings, I think Republicans must be trying to figure out, will they pay a political price for appearing to not support survivors?
So what are you seeing in the discourse over the confirmation hearings of the Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, who has been accused of sexual assault? You know, you'd think that conservatives and feminists would be equally alarmed by the accusations, but does that appear to be happening?
Conservatives are trying to walk a fine line. They don't want to appear disrespectful to Dr. Ford.
That's Christine Blasey Ford.
Who is one of his accusers. Who testified about her experience of sexual assault by Kavanaugh. They have still accepted the basic terms of the argument. You know, sexual violence is a bad thing. But at the same time, they are trying to figure out whether they can nevertheless discredit that specific account or proceed to support the nominee regardless. Democrats also are trying to use the issue politically. And I think Democrats have assumed that a charge of sexual violence is sort of an ace in the hole. You know, that if substantiated, that would sink the nomination, because that had been the case prior to Trump's election. But I don't think it's necessarily clear that that's the case either.
So in addition to how conservative politicians might be in a bind in these kinds of issues, what's happening with conservative women?
So conservative women are also in a bind, partly because sexual violence is an experience that cuts across political lines. So there are lots of conservative women who have had this experience or know others who have had this experience. You know, conservative women, I assume, are not just talking to Jeff Flake. I assume they're talking to other men in their lives and really grappling with how do you bring visibility to this issue and support the idea that it should be taken seriously when your preferred Supreme Court justice is kind of caught in the middle.
Nancy Whittier is a Smith College sociologist whose latest book is called Frenemies. She spoke with New England Public Radio's Karen Brown.